Barbarian tribes of Rome, the Gallic confederations. By 200 BCE, the Celts had gone from being a small yet distinct culture that made their home in the Hallstatt zone surrounding the Danube River to being a significant cultural force throughout all of Europe. However, the differences that existed among the different tribes we now refer to as the Celts, combined with their lack of political unity and reliance on raiding, limited the influence that the Celts could have had on an overall development of Europe. It's impossible to know if these circumstances would have changed had the various Celtic tribes living across Europe been given more time to come together as one. They possessed a significant advantage in that they shared a common language and culture, and many of the tribes operating in Gaul, France, as well as Switzerland, Germany, and Belgium, had managed to establish strong trade links with both the Greeks and the Romans, which helped make them considerably wealthy. However, competition among the different tribes exacerbated their dependence on raids as well as their illiteracy, meant that the Celts were also ripe for conquest, and Rome was growing in power around this time and would soon become the dominant empire in the region, reshaping society and instilling Roman values and culture on the many different cultures who fell under the jurisdiction of Rome. Because of this, the history of the Celts after the Celtic migration is closely tied to the history of Rome, largely because of the Roman expansion in Western Europe came at the expense of the Celts. Even though Celtic culture remains to this day, it would never be as prominent as it was before the Romans marched their legions into the territory they called Gaul. To understand the Gallic Wars between Caesar's armies and the people of Gaul, it's important to understand how Gaul was organized at the time. Mentioned before that there's no uniform political structure, but by the time the Romans rose to power, the various tribes living in Gaul, especially the Celtic ones, who shared a common language and common ancestry, often worked together to facilitate trade and provide for common defense. Their main enemies were the Germanic peoples, who lived in much of what is modern-day nation of Germany, and who, like the Celts in the first millennium BCE, were undergoing their own migration and expansion. However, in some instances, as in the case with the Belgae, Celtic and German tribes came together and formed trade networks, leading to a peaceful coexistence between the two different ethnic groups. However, these confederations were not organized political structures, but rather loose agreements between many different tribes. It was forbidden for any one person to become king of the confederation, and the penalty for trying to do so was death. However, the need for continuous raids in order to maintain the Celtic social structure meant that the tribes who were allied with one another also were frequently at war with one another, coming together only when there was a threat from abroad, specifically the Germanic tribes. To the Romans, all Gauls or Celts were the same. They spoke the same language, had a similar culture, and this is why Rome referred to the territory occupied by these people simply as Gaul. However, to assume this meant there was an effective and political uniform and social structure in Gaul is incorrect. Conflicts frequently arose amongst members of the same confederation, and there were few systems in place to help the tribes involved deal with these conflicts in a peaceful way. As a result, they often had to look for outside help, particularly to the Romans, to work through these difficulties. Managing these conflicts and maintaining peaceful relations with the Celts of Gaul was in Rome's best interest because these tribes provided a nice buffer between the Roman territory and Germanic lands, and the Germanic tribes had proven to be much more aggressive and dangerous to Rome than the Gallic ones. However, when Julius Caesar entered the scene in the 1st century BCE, his own political ambitions provided him with the incentive for becoming more involved in intra-Gallic politics and expanding Rome's influence in the region. And that was done simply by involving himself in conflicts to assist one against the other. And then pretty soon the Gauls in the end found themselves controlled by the Romans. Now the sources for this, the Germanic people, their origin, expansion, and culture by Owen, the civilization of the steppes by Conrad, and the History of the Barbarians, which is a whole series on different groups. And this would, of course, be the Celt version. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.